existing enemies, foreign and domestic. I'm Alex Jones, dedicated to defense of liberty. Totally committed to humanity. Totally committed to survival of decency and honor. All right, we've already taken a mass load, 25, 30 calls a day. I'm taking even more. I'm going crazy this hour. 1-800-259-9231. Let's take four calls right now. Jim in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing, sir?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I had a chance to meet you at the Bilderberger in Chantilly.
Hey, good to meet you there, my friend.
That was it. I think it was a hell of a success. Wanted to make a point to you regarding, we were talking to Ted Nugent the other day. I feel like Ted is the type of individual that really has a lot of influence. I was wondering if you thought it would be a worthwhile idea to try to identify other people of his caliber, of people with some entertainment or celebrity status that you might bring on to try to, you know, convince them of, because it seemed to me he was not, I don't know if his position on 9/11, where he's at with it. Do you have any idea?
He in the past, he thought it was a real attack, but he's been starting to wake up. Look, what happens is these people fall in our laps. Ted Nugent's one of the only big guests that didn't seek us out. A lot of times, and it's great, with a lot of these other big celebrities that you end up seeing on the show or hearing on the show, it's because we are the biggest game in town in the fight against the New World Order, which is scary because we're not that big. But they reach out to us. Who knows what other celebrities are listening? I mean, who knows who else is tuning in? So, you know, we do contact big guests when they have a new book out. That's how we get them on.
And yeah, I think he's the type of individual, like, I believe he's completely honest. I believe he could be reasoned with. And, you know, I just was thinking maybe we could come up with a list of other people of that type that would then have a...
Well, you know, I try my best to just spew the info out into the ether, and then it's up to you guys to carry the ball. If you carry the ball, more will come to us. You build it, they will come. And you, my friend, look in the mirror, and you're obviously here, you know, with us, Jim, but it is you who will carry that ball.
Yeah, I'd actually made contact with him. I believe I probably talked to his son, and I was trying to see if he'd be willing to have a conversation. He suggested, sure, you could send him an email. So
yeah, well, sometimes, you know, bugging the celebrities yourselves will run them off. I've sent Ted 6-7 years ago some videos. I sent him in-game last week. He gave me his home address. And so I'm trying my best. So you bring up reaching out to him. I did reach out to Ted Nugent. I appreciate your call.
Yes.
Let's go to Ed in New York. Ed, you're on the air. Come ahead, Ed.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, okay. I work as a subway conductor here in New York, and I've given out so far over 1,000 copies of your various videos.
Well done, Lord Vader.
And I really thank you for your work. I've got a couple of suggestions. I love your bumper music. Have you ever heard the song The Monster by Steppenwolf?
I've actually sent that song. Here's what happens. They got John Harmon answering phones, doing traffic, running my show, and running our phones. The job of about four people, it's insane. They need to hire somebody to help him. In the past, they didn't have the capital. They may have that now. This show's big enough. I want somebody to help John right now. And over the years, I've sent John masses of news, masses of music. He's tried to get a lot of it on. In the past, there were board ops who just told me, I'm not putting your music on. And then they didn't know why I didn't love them because they were so lazy. John's just a miracle. It is in rotation. Okay, I did say
okay,
he didn't put it in. But let me tell you, with something with the computer program in there, there's hundreds of songs you never hear because it keeps restarting at different points instead of going through the catalog. And so now you bring up one of my pet peeves. And so we're trying to get the new music in there. Go ahead.
Okay, there's a. I read all of David Icke's books, and one of his books, he has a quote by Nietzsche, if you gaze long into the abyss gazes also into you. So I just have a suggestion that you take a vacation. As much as I love you and I love your show, I think you might be looking too much into the abyss. So
oh, I agree. I'm looking into the crystal ball a bit too much, into Sauron's eye. Absolutely, brother. I have stared into the abyss like you can't imagine. I have stared deeply into the abyss, and I can't take a vacation and get away from it. I am forever caught in its gaze. But I send pure love straight back into it. It doesn't like it.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My forever continent's gaze, as long as I'm in this movement, as long as I'm fighting the New World Order, as long as I'm facing true reality, that's what drives me crazy. I mean, I know they're committing all these crimes. I know it's getting worse. Their master plan is stated. I mean, years ago, before I'd really deeply, totally, you know, studied a lot more and now verified so much of what I'd already guesstimated, it's always what I thought and worse. And it is, I fully understand the New World Order's mind, its spirit. I know what it is. And it sounds like a rage a lot of times, like I'm in a rage, but it's more than that. It's just frustration. It's energy. It's crying out. It's howling back at the New World Order, because I just love life and goodness and honor and decency and camaraderie and brotherhood and creativity, and I just honor it and love it and defend it. And I love what is good. I just love what is good. I love goodness. I love wholesomeness. I love seeing people do well and beauty. I never understood growing up what envy and jealousy was. I don't have it. I have competitiveness, but I don't really have ego. I don't know how to explain it. I mean, I'm different than a lot of people are like me, but I don't see, and the more I study the older ages and the age of chivalry and our founding fathers, people like that, they were more into what I'm into you know, deeper than I am because of being around each other. And they were into being intelligent, informed, and speaking 5, 6, 7 languages and understanding history and being able to debate and having courage and will and strength and honor. I mean, they weren't acting tough. You know, I love that saying in Full Metal Jacket, the phony tough and the crazy brave. They are the crazy brave. And I really have to control myself because I have too much courage, ladies and gentlemen. I have to temper it. It's not even courage. It's who I am. It's what I am. I burn. Leviticus, or is it Ezekiel, talks about, you know, one of the people speaking out against evil. It burns. He said, Lord, they're going to kill me. They're coming after me. They told me I got to shut up, but I can't. It burns. It burns. I know that they sent out millions and millions of dosages of factor rate that gave every single person that got it HIV and hepatitis and a bunch of other bloodborne diseases. And I know, because it's admitted and released in public, that they knew it the whole time and did it on purpose. I burn to warn you, this government, this elite is evil. And I get angry when people sit there and tell me I'm making something up or Alex is a fearmonger, he exaggerates. How do you exaggerate Bayer murdering people? That's only one pharmaceutical company. How in the world do you trust anything they do? Any of these companies, any of these people, government, all the lies, the corruption, just all of it being lied to millions of times? And then I get angry because I don't want to be killed. I don't want to be in prison. I don't want to be set up. I don't want to have to be on the road I'm on, and I put it all in God's hands. God, please let me live to be 90 years old. I want to see my grandchildren. I want to grow old. But I don't sit there and try to tell God what to do, though. I say, whatever your will is. The only thing I ever ask God to do is that I be struck down or destroyed before anybody in my family is. That's the only thing I ask. I'm not saying I deserve it. I'm not saying God owes it to me. But my soul cries out that you let them tear me apart and torture me for 100 years before you let anything happen to my family. Please, God. Please. Because that's something I can't bear, but that's also something I can't stop. I can't stop what's going on in this world. I can't control it all. The legion upon legion upon legion upon legion upon legion upon legion upon legion of crimes and abuse and just wicked, bloody frolic against children and innocents. And every day I see where CPS chain children down for months till they shrivel up to 45 pounds with maggots all over them dying. Every day I know they've got children everywhere in the town I live having their way with them. And it makes my soul burn with pain. An absolute unquenchable desire to bring them to justice. An unquenchable desire to have brethren with the police and brethren with people in government and to see goodness and honesty and righteousness rise. Does that mean I'm righteous? Does it mean I'm perfect? No! But it means my spirit and what I long for, I know what the good is, and I want the good. And I look at myself in its dirty rags, and I cry out in thanks to God for the creation we live in, and the beauty and the majesty of it all. With evil overrunning it all, having its way, destroying God's creations, it outrages me. And it outrages me to know that so many people who've been fallen to evil and beguiled and seduced by wickedness, who think they're empowered and think that they have power and who search for power and who think that it's fun to carry out these evils or to not care about others, to know that they have lost everything, their soul. What is it for a man to gain the whole world but lose his eternal soul? Fear not he that can kill the body, but he that can kill the spirit. And yes, it is dangerous staring into the abyss. God. I know a lot of people can't do it because when you stare into that, you see it all. The snuff films with toddlers, just all of it has come out in the news. You start facing that and thinking about that and the stuff they do. And these European elites, when they go and rape these kids and then chain them up and starve them to death. And the dungeons and the crap. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm not going to rant anymore. I'm just going to take your calls. I am a man. And just like a dog, why do we have dogs in all our houses? because we're very similar to these sweet but also aggressive creatures that are tribal, that are pack animals who love each other and who are strong and brave. A little dog will take on a grizzly bear. And, you know, it sees an enemy in your backyard, it barks, it snarls. It wants to protect its cave, wants to protect its den. And that's all I am. I'm just a man. I'm just a primitive man. I come from very aggressive, you know, stock, like most people in this country do, but particularly in Texas and other frontier settlements where it was the people of the frontier, or the frontier, or the frontier, or the frontier is a filter of the meanest, the most aggressive, you know, that made it into these areas. All the Indian fighting of ancestors I had, and then the Indians. You know, that I got that bloodline. All of us have just these incredible past. And all I am is this aggressive, somewhat intelligent, good old boy. And I found out there's a pack of sicko scientist freaks running everything, killing a bunch of people, murdering people with cancer. And, man, it makes me mad. And I know it's true. It's all documented. It freaks me out that it's going on and getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I just want it to stop. I just want it to stop. I want you men out there to have enough courage to check out what I said and find out it's true instead of having your manhood shunted off into directions that don't matter, serving this evil system, doing bad things. It tears me up seeing you be destroyed. It tears me up seeing you on the wrong team. I want you to come in and join us and come in for the big win with the living God. And I don't mean the fake God these fake preachers push. I mean the real creator. The energy force that fills the universe full of life. I got to stop preaching. Who's up first here? Is it Ed or Judith? Judith in British Columbia, you're on the air.
Oh, I hear your pain. Listen, brother, your guy who donated a bunch of money, you mentioned that he did it to show to bring out internet.
I mean, I got a moderate sized donation. We get a few a year, and the guy said, "Spend it however you want." I'm spending it to expose government censorship of internet.
Oh, okay. Well, my website is being censored right now. It's adentalbraces.ca. For anybody who wants dental braces, the whole information is at the website. It's adentalbraces.ca. They're very affordable.
Oh.
They're everything.
And how is your website being censored?
Well, on the iMac, Safari and Firefox are not showing the graphics.
Ma'am, I appreciate your call. That means I got to let you go. Man, we're sitting here with cancer viruses and the vaccines. You're talking about browsers. You don't have your website set up right. If it's being filtered and blocked completely and you can't get to it and ISPs are blocking you, then that's censorship. But we have this all the time. If we add something new to one of our websites that on different browsers, it can't be seen. So I just wanted to tell you that it's not censorship of your website. Now, you got your plug-in. Okay, I hope you sell some dental bracelets, and I know you'll hate me forever now because I was just rude to you. But I just, frankly, I go to your phone calls, and it's about all of this craziness. And I just happen to know about computers and how they work. And I just wanted to give you a real solution for the type of computer program you're using for your website. You need to make sure it's compatible with those browsers and with the most updated version of browsers. Okay? Okay, I just can't talk about it anymore. I just know that I'm right about that. That is not web censorship. Oh, God. I've got a little too fired up today here, ladies and gentlemen. Judith, I'm sure you're a nice lady. Don't hate me. I'll let you plug your website twice. Mike in Florida, James, Helen, and others. We'll get to your calls when we get back. We don't screen your calls. I guess plugs for products, whatever. Just knock yourselves out. But I see all this really important information, and then we just kind of go into that, and it freaks me out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention! This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a-goin' dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Because you can't starve him out, you can't make him run. Because these old boys were raised on shotguns.
I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
That's why the New World Order wants to end family farms and ranches, and they're doing it through the animal ID and the premises ID.
Good old tomatoes and homemade wine and country folks.
They're
going to
turn the environmental cops loose on you.
Country folks can survive.
It's already happening. They're coming for you.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make them run. Those wooden old boys.
You hear that? You know it. You can't make us run. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you joined us today.
We came from the West Virginia coal mines.
And the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Mike in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, I want to talk about the possibility here of fundraising in sort, because what you're talking about today and basically every day is so real that you're not freaking out too much and you're not going over the edge when you start, you know, yelling, because this stuff is real. This is what is going on. Now, I think the Alex Jones companies, whenever there's a way to give more capital in your direction, I, as one of your longtime listeners, I really want to contribute, man. And, you know, I can pass out DVDs and whatnot, but if I've got a story of, you know, your guy Burma's passing out 100,000 DVDs, you know, I think your listeners would also do well if we had, you know, on your main website, maybe a big link somewhere with an icon on it.
For Truth Brigade.
Contributions, you know.
Well, for Truth Brigade, I like it even better, people just doing it on their own. That's the unstoppable paradigm. Really, nothing gets wasted. But, yes, we need more capital. We say buy the books, buy the videos, support the sponsors. That's
I want to be able to, you know, on top of buying the books, on top of buying the videos, I really would like to make a recommendation, if maybe you can get with your webmaster, to put on that website, to set up a way where I can just click on a link and I can send money to you, because, you know, there's so many of us out there, and we're donating to our college, you know, university football programs, and our business school programs, and we're donating to all these causes that are really not helping out in a larger sense. And instead, I'd like to just be able to periodically, every now and then, go on Infowars.com, click on a link, and send money to the people that know how to deploy that capital correctly. I really want a way, man, to support you more than I am, than just passing out DVDs. I still want to do that, but I really, really want to make a serious recommendation. If maybe you could consider doing that, because I think you have a legion of listeners that, on top of passing out DVDs and talking to their friends, would really be very open-minded to donating money periodically, just as the course of the year goes on, to help you guys have more capital to fight.
Well, as the economy implodes, we may be forced to do that, because even though the listenership explodes, sales are not. In fact, they're going down, and that's happening with everybody. We did the money bomb, and the problem is I'm trying to be a good steward. I'm going to spend, and have been spending, every bit of that on a new office, on doing more radio, a TV thing. It's incredible amounts of work. If I raise more money, I don't know really. I guess I can make the websites better, have more material. There are things I can do.
You can never be overcapitalized. And I would really, because I understand, and here's the thing, you've gotten the point across over the years to your listeners, and we all buy in that you're running an honest business and you're taking the money that you do have and you're redeploying that into the growth of the organization. So, you know, when if Alex Jones comes and says, hey, look, I need some money, and I know that's something you really try not to do, whether you say it or not, a lot of us, I really think, are kind of sitting out there silently and wanting to contribute more money more often, because, look, the New World Order has all the money in the world. They just print it. So let me give you some of their Federal Reserve notes, and you can go out there and have, you know, more capital to deploy to fight this battle, because you know how to get the point across to millions of people, and if we can do more on our part, go on one of your websites and just...
Okay, hey,
there.
I love you to death. I'll add a PayPal link today. How's that sound?
Thank you. Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And I pledge that every bit that gets donated will be spent 100% fighting the New World Order.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Don't forget, we have the video contest to make a video exposing internet censorship by governments and corporations. We have all the articles there with all the proof. Whatever gets the most hits by Sunday night, we got an email up there for you to submit your entries. We'll be posting them by tomorrow as they come in on the website. That's a $2,000 prize for the best one on that. Another little prize, $1,000, for the best fan-made trailer for Truth Rising from the video that's on the web. I mean, that's two prizes right there. And then on the 19th, we're going to have a $5,000 prize for the best video about internet censorship, and it needs to have PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com incorporated into it. You know, pay attention to the rules. They're easy. It's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Take advantage of it, and all of us win because all the videos will be seen by people. There's some other contests up there, too. Because then the videos will get seen, more people will be educated about what's happening with internet censorship that is closing in, shutting down the web as we know it. Okay, I want to just take a ton of calls into the end of the show. I'm going to move as fast as I can here. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. 800-259-9231. James, Helen, Mike, James, Mike, and others. James in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, I just want to thank you so much. 9 years ago, I moved to Texas and discovered your show by accident on public access. I just wanted to ask you a question. As I've researched a lot of things you've talked about, I keep coming back to one of the big paradoxes, and that is that there are so many shades of versions of the truth out there, and it's difficult to know, depending on the source, how much of what they have to say to believe. For example, you've done a wonderful job of putting out what you know and what you've researched, and then you have someone like Alan Watt on, who's done a wonderful job of putting out what he knows, but you two have a basic disagreement in that you're a Christian and he believes that Christianity is just another fable religion. And I'm wondering...
Well, if you really look at what he has to say, he believes the modern religious way it's expressed. Here's the deal. I have to, understand that everybody in this movement, I'm not going to agree with them on, but 98% of what Alan says, you know, and then we just have differences of opinion on things that can't be proven one way or the other. I mean, he's got all the documents about how they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. He covers the same systems of brainwashing that we expose. I see him as accurate. I agree with people like Webster Tarpley on like 95% of stuff, and I openly disagree with him on other things. You know, when I bring something out, that's why this is overall not a religious show or a spiritual show. It's about the information, though I make no, secret of what I believe. I tell you, Bayer knowingly puts HIV in this drug, and it's killed all these people. And then you can go check that for yourself. Or I say Secretary of Defense Cohen in 97 in the April issue of the Army Times, but it was also in a press conference, Army's own website, you can go read it, said they have earthquake weapons and weather weapons. And so I read the quote, and I said, how about I pull that up for you today? And I read it and gave you a source. So there are different, slight differences in how things are interpreted. But we know we have a global tyrannical government from their own source documents that is carrying out dehumanization, dumbing down, poisoning of the masses. And we can disagree on just a few of the issues, but we don't disagree on the wider issues. So instead of getting caught up in the minutia, this also happens in our movement where people argue all day about exactly who's at the top of the pyramid. And then half of our work is on arguing with each other. But that's competitiveness and people trying to say they're right or they're the top dog. Notice I don't really do that a lot. I just have everybody on, unless they're slander me or stalkers, and then they're banned from the show. And I just have everybody, a platform for everybody to grow and educate and learn more. And I'm learning more every day. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, no, I agree with you 100% as far as letting the truth come out, because the truth will out. I guess the hard part for people who don't have a lot of time to dedicate to doing the research.
Well,
is
you better.
I appreciate it, and I use your information as a source for a lot of things that I've done on my own. I guess the problem is that you hear someone that has a lot of good things to say, and then all of a sudden they'll come out and they'll say something like, no planes actually hit the towers, or something like that. And then it starts questioning a lot of the other things that you've heard from that same source. And I know that you've brought that up on the show before, where someone else has a lot of things to say, but this area you disagree with them in.
Here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. We can't do this, because then even countering all that stuff only adds to the tar baby. We know sodium fluoride from thousands of studies. You can find them right now. Studies on adverse effects of fluoride. Google that. Universities, governments, going back 80 years plus to modern day. There's something you can do exposing and fighting right now. Or the borders are wide open and paramilitary Mexican troops are killing citizens and police and FBI, and it's being covered up. You can expose that. Or we don't want to attack Iran. They're lying about Iran having nukes. Here's the evidence and that. Instead of, just all day, obviously people saying no planes at the towers, that was set out by the feds and by some of their operatives to try to split the 9/11 truth movement, make us look stupid. I mean, even if you believe that, that's not the best evidence to bring out to people, which is pure bull. And then the people that are involved in that movement will viciously threaten you, lie about you, try every dirty trick in the book, so know them by their fruits, very bad people. And so just have the basic discernment enough to move on to that and not give it attention, and have some discernment to cover real issues. And if you can't prove an issue one way or the other, like space aliens, I don't know if they're real or not. I don't cover it. And everybody's saying, Alex, Larry King Live, CNN, Fox News, AP, Reuters, Times of London, they've all got these astronauts coming out and saying they met with aliens and aliens are real, and I just don't go there. People say, but now it's coming out. Well, that's the government, the media. It's, I believe, part of a larger disinfo program with all these movies and culture to try to discredit, you know, the existing order of mindset of things and to bring the, quote, world together. We have some government documents on that, but it may be true. I don't know, because it's a tar baby, and I can't prove it one way or another. Then I stick to what I can prove. And, man, you know what? I can prove the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and were CIA. And I got that from every angle documented and made films about it. I can prove that the government has staged over 200 terror attacks and blamed it on foreign enemies, and that's been declassified. I can prove that almost every major vaccine line out there is filled with cancer viruses, and I have all the studies and news articles about it. I can prove that our government paid to have Israel radiate 110,000 of their own children. Israel and the U.S. are both co-equally guilty in that. I can prove thousands of other things. But I notice there's a mass mental illness and there's a mass movement. And it, people wake up. It doesn't mean they fully have woken up. I haven't fully, you know, have all the answers. I'm finite. I'm a human being. I'm flawed. But, you know, I'll have Army War College reports. I'll have civilian inmate labor camp program documents on army.mil. People never want to talk about that. Never want to talk about a Houston Chronicle article about the FEMA camps of American people. They always want to talk about the rumor that their cousin knew a guy that said. So it's inculcated into us to cover things that can't be proven or things that can't be verified. Folks, we're successful here, and we're hated and reviled and attacked by COINTELPRO. And then they're weak-minded people that follow that and believe they're self-righteously attacking me. We are the most attacked radio show and the most attacked alternative media group out there, bar none. I mean, it is legion. It is organized. And they whip up the mindless public into joining in on it. Hey, that doesn't hurt me personally and doesn't even upset me personally, other than the fact that I know it's successful with some keeping those other activists from ever really blooming and being nicer to other activists and working together. And that doesn't mean everybody joining together, but I mean being friendly and working together and letting people disagree on a few things and moving forward. I mean, it's discernment. I really can't explain it to you. I mean, about a third or more of our movement spends its time infighting and saying, who do we trust? Who do we know? That's a decision for you to make. That's a decision for you to make. Like I said, I take calls, and I want to hurry here. Is James or Helen up next? Helen in Florida, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. First of all actions preceded by thought, and your spirit is seeking truth and goodness, so you're trapped in that goal. So just keep, you can't give up. You feel worse. And I wonder, too, if people who worked in banks, lovely family people, worked as tellers, etc., realize they're working toward their own destruction. If they did, it would be nice if they could all just leave and find some other temporary source income, because they're, you know, just pretending they don't even realize what they're doing. And one more point I want to make, too. They're trying to have an amendment to declare marriage just between a man and a woman, you know, in the Constitution. I don't know if people realize this might be cutting into the First Amendment, you know, spiritual choice. I don't believe in, there can be no marriage between two guys and two gals.
No, I agree. Let me explain what my angle is, and we'll see if you agree.
Yeah.
We didn't have marriage licenses until after the Civil War, when in the South and the North, black men were marrying white women. And when that started happening, they came in through the first eugenics laws by the 1870s in the U.S. out of Britain. This is mainline history. And they created the marriage license, and they also did it under the 13th Amendment. So basically, they said you have to have a certified marriage. And now the state's getting involved in the marriage, certifying and allowing that. And so I believe the state shouldn't be involved. And I agree, that is a spiritual choice. Why do we have government involved in marriages and with children and in stealing children and all this great evil? Exactly. It's not the government's role to be certifying two men living together, two women living together. It's certainly not the federal government's role. You could argue it's the state government's role, but the state has now wrecked the family all the numbers are clear on that, the statistics. State gets involved in the family in the 50s. It goes from 90-plus percent legitimacy to, what, half legitimacy now, more crime, families falling apart, all by design. So absolutely right. They put us into these false debates and trying to bring in a constitutional convention for an amendment on marriage. That then brings in more federal power, and it could allow, and it's a big diversion. It also then allows a constitutional convention where they can pass other amendments. What do you say to them apples, Helen?
I agree fully with what you're saying.
That's logic, yes, but who uses that these days?
Oh, no. It can't happen. But I know we believe in Jesus' golden rule. He said a couple thousand years ago, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He wasn't making small talk. He said so, so it will happen. But I wish it would happen this weekend, but it's in his own time.
I hear you.
So don't give up, Alex.
I'm never going to give up. I can't give up. Are you kidding? I'm just completely overtaken by this. All I think about now. It gets more intense every day. It tears me apart. It's uplifting. It's enthusing. It's invigorating. It's also very painful. It's an intensification of all the senses. It is truly living. I'm so alive, I feel like I'm just going to explode. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. You're on the air worldwide, Mike.
Alex.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Alex, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yesterday they announced that all Memphis City School students will be issued an ID card that will track their every move while in the school. The story was on the newspaper this morning on the front page.
That's in Mississippi?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, okay, your phone cut out and it sounded like you said Memphis, Tennessee. Okay.
Correct. We have a brand-new school superintendent from down in, I believe it's Dade County, Florida. He's new here, and he's brought this program up. It's going to be an ID card that can track. Apparently, they're putting in surveillance equipment in the schools that will track.
The feds are paying for all that. It's the same worldwide, from Russia to China to the U.S., tracking them, cameras in bathrooms, hooked into the police department. Your children are now prisoners.
Yep. This morning on a local talk radio program, they were talking about the terrorist situation, and they were wanting to get people to agree that habeas corpus and due process was not a necessity of people that were classified as terrorists. Well, I called in and I asked the guy, had he read the Patriot Act? Well, he said he had, and I said, well, you understand, under the Patriot Act, any American citizen accused of dissent, just disagreeing with the government, could be declared a terrorist and held in Guantanamo without any of these rights provided under the Constitution, no due process whatsoever. And I asked if he agreed with that, and he responded, well, you're that crazy guy who likes Ron Paul. Well, I let him go on for a while, and then I said, you need to get rid of these people in Washington that can't read or understand the Constitution. Well, he immediately responded, did I want to kill them? See, that's what they're wanting to do.
No, it's all this. Folks, this entire secret police tattletale squads, it's for us, folks. They admit it.
I told him, I just said that they ought to be impeached. And then he went off into 9/11. Well, I gave him some more information. I said, what about the fact that there's not a single frame of footage of a plane hitting the Pentagon, and you can't fit a 158-foot wingspan through a 16-foot wide hole? And I said, my degree is mechanical engineering. I've studied the buildings that fell and the different information that's out there. This stuff didn't happen. And immediately he shut me off. And then, well, he said he was going to come back with some photos of planes hitting the building. I asked him to post it on his website or email me. He said he wouldn't post it. He said he would email me. He hasn't. But immediately hung up. And then he had two of these people call in. I know they're not regular callers, but two guys called in. One said he was working with FEMA at the Pentagon when this happened, said they found engines and landing gear. I've never heard anybody say they found engines and landing gear of a 757 inside the Pentagon.
They didn't.
I didn't think so.
But well, you see, for the CIA people who are taking over all the cities, there's big money in this. And a lot of these people calling into shows are operatives. And it's just, that's what they want to know. Oh, you want to kill people now. Ooh, you need to be arrested.
What they're doing, so people need to be aware of the fact if you call in and voice your opinion, they're going to try to corner you and ask you a question. And basically three people said that I was a crazy nut job on this radio program, including the host, and that's what they're trying to do is this last person that was discredited. Everybody that is suicidal is crazy, and that's what they do. They target you by claiming you're suicidal or you're a nut job,
or you want to kill people. Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate your call. It's bad. Thank you, Mike. James in Ohio, you're on the air.
Mr. Jones,
yes, sir.
To talk to you. It's a true honor.
Honor to talk to you.
I do want to thank you for all you do and wake up every morning and fight the good fight. I have a question. I remembered a Prison Planet TV, and I listened to one of your audio interviews about Mohammed Atta and the Venice Flying Circus. I can't find that video on Prison Planet TV. I don't know if it got, like, dropped off or whatever. I don't know if you would maybe put it back up there.
No, a lot of people authorize us to post their videos. He authorized me to, and then about 2 years later said you're not authorized to, and so I took it down.
I see. And another quick question, just let you answer this. My horse was taken out of the race a while ago, so I'm stuck with checking out Bob Barr. What's your opinion on him?
I don't completely trust him. His voting record's not that good. It's better compared to some. I like what he said in the impeachment hearing a few weeks ago, but, you know, the federal thing's all a big distraction. I mean, we should fight in the elections to educate people, but that's really about it. Local fights is where it's all at. All right, so activating all your sectors, ladies and gentlemen. This is Toe-to-Toe Combat with the New World Order.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Take a few final calls. There have been some new developments in the anthrax case. This is really getting ridiculous. They now claim they released 200 documents. He's the sole person to ever handle the Ames strain. They're doing that to counter scientists there that say he wasn't even working with that. But he's the sole guy, they're saying, who ever had contact with it, even though another guy broke in where it was at. And they ignore that, even though they claimed before it was Hatfield that was working with it, and then he made it in a bathtub somewhere, Burmese.
Yeah, they're saying right now that this is the sole guy to handle RMR-1029, the Ames strain. Now, they're saying, I think they're also alluding to the fact that somehow he mutated the virus from that strain, but since it went back to Fort Detrick, now they're saying they're finding all sorts of stuff. They found a plague book. I mean, this guy is he's a biological engineer. Of course he's going to read stuff like this. So they're trying to frame him
there. Well, it's a bacteria.
Yeah. And now they're saying 4 years, he's the only guy that handled it. Remember, this has happened in 2001. He was the sole guy who had it since 97. Yet, they just held a service for him at Fort Detrick, Maryland, that the press was barred from. So this guy is supposedly the guy that killed five people, but they're
still... Well, they're having to say this now because all these scientists that work with him said he wasn't even working with it, and it isn't even the right DNA.
We're going
to
see a lot in the next few days and over the weekend of them bombarding this guy. He'll be guilty in the court of public opinion, Alex, and that's just the way they're going to wrap this up. This guy was suicidal, homicidal, sociopathic, apparently, and, you know... There's no evidence that he had anything, any kind of sympathy for the Muslims, no reason that he would have sent those four letters that saying death to Israel, death to America, this is just the beginning.
Why was the White House on Cipro?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Burmese. We'll cover it more tomorrow. Thank you. Okay, let's jam in some final calls. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Yeah, turn your radio off, brother. Okay, let's move on to Taylor in Ohio. Go ahead. Come on.
Sorry about that. I'm talking to a YouTube partner about reporting on the black websites, and he wants a list of these websites. Can I get one of those?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of websites that are being blocked. It depends on what filtration system it is.
Okay. Just like the UK sites, he's doing a report on them, and he wants a few sites to...
Well, there's all sorts of articles written about web censorship and web filtering, but PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com are... among them, and we list some of the others in the stories we wrote. He'll have to do a little research.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, my friend. Okay. Let's see if Mike in Arizona is back. Mike, are you back now?
Yes.
Alex? Go ahead. Yes.
I wanted to give you some good news, brother, with all the bad things that have been happening. I know that you're familiar with another talk show host. I believe he's your good friend, George Norrie.
Yes.
And he had a program on supposedly about a time traveler by the name of John Teeter.
Oh, I don't get into that. I mean,
let me just tell you the good news. He had supposedly come from the year 2030. And one thing he said that really got me excited, he said, the New World Order by the year 2036 will be abolished. We win.
Well, let's just hope that's all true. But I don't get into time travel and the rest of it. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Bronco in Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, Alex, I was wondering what your thoughts on the arrest of Radovan Karadzic.
Well, it's come out that they tried to hire him.
And had some deal with, like, Richard Holbrooke and Madeleine Albright.
Yeah, no, I have that right here, yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Just more bull. They killed Slobo in the UN tribunal holding cells. They admitted he was poisoned. They said he did it himself. I mean, more stage deals, yeah.
What do you also think of... like Obama's talking about tapping the strategic oil reserves to lower gas prices. I'm guessing it's just like an election.
Yeah, that's a diversion. That's a diversion. They need to open up Alaska to us. See, they're going to open it up, but just not for us. It's going to go to foreign countries. We're out of time. What a show today. We probably took 50 phone calls, and I sure enjoyed taking your calls. A lot of key information got brought up. A lot of news got covered. Rebroadcast on the Internet starts now, one place, the streams at Infowars.com. For everybody else, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. God bless you all. Key info at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Rebroadcast, Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.